This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Dallas Morning News. It's Wednesday, May 24th. Today's forecast calls for a high of 83 with a chance of an afternoon thundershower and a low of 67. Here are today's headlines. A House ethics panel announced an investigation into Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's agency just hours after he called on the House Speaker to resign. In an explosive statement Tuesday afternoon, Paxton accused fellow Republican Dade Phelan of leading the chamber while drunk. Paxton offered no evidence to back up his statement. In a separate letter, he asked the House General Investigating Committee to look into the matter. Phelan declined to respond on Tuesday. However, less than 2 hours later, the General Investigating Committee announced it was looking into Paxton's agency and authorized subpoenas. The dueling moves come as tensions have been building between Phelan and Paxton, with Paxton facing a slew of legal troubles related to four whistleblowers who accused Paxton of bribery and abuse of office. A $3.3 million settlement was recently reached with the whistleblowers, with Phelan publicly criticizing the deal, saying taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill. Meanwhile, a man who was critically injured in the Allen Premium Outlets shooting has been released from the hospital. 46-year-old Irvin Walker was one of the first people wounded by the gunman, seen in widely shared video driving toward the gunman as he opened fire in the mall's parking lot. The gunman killed 8 people and wounded 7 others, including Walker, before being killed by a police officer. Walker was shot multiple times with wounds to his arm, chest, and face, and endured 2 major surgeries. He said during a news conference at Medical City McKinney Hospital last week that he would begin an extensive rehab process after being released. In other news, Texas is likely to leave a voter fraud protection program that has been beset by conspiracy theories under a bill headed to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The proposal, which passed out of the Texas House on Tuesday, would remove Texas from the Electronic Registration Information Center. Abbott has taken no public position on the proposed law. If the governor signs the bill, it could deal a fatal blow to the Electronic Registration Information Center, a nonprofit that has been hemorrhaging participant states since conspiracy theories began floating in right-wing circles alleging, with no evidence, that the nonprofit organization was infiltrated by partisan actors. The organization has denied the allegations. Representative Chris Turner, a Democrat from Grand Prairie, called the bill an ugly byproduct from the fallout of the 2020 presidential election and the big lie that there was all kinds of election irregularities around the country and that the election was stolen, lies we know that have been debunked repeatedly by the federal courts. And the final remains of Valley View Center Mall have been torn down, and the property owner says the first redevelopment project at the site could break ground as soon as December. Scott Beck, CEO of Beck Ventures, announced Tuesday that a mixed-use building of at least 6 stories that will include 275 market-rate apartments and roughly 26,000 square feet of ground-floor retail space and restaurants is planned to be built at Preston Road and Dilbeck Lane. Beck said his firm plans to submit applications to the city for a building permit in the next 3 or 4 months with the aim of breaking ground sometime between December and February. He has previously said he wants no housing for low-income residents on the property. On Tuesday, he told the news he hopes the first project will kickstart more development in the area and that the city will use incentives to attract more businesses there. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.